Well, we often talk about medical breakthroughs here on Breakfast, but rarely do we get to say that a cure has been found for a disease. Now, a team of international researchers say they have done exactly that. The breaking news this morning is a cure has been found for thalassemia, the world's most common genetic disorder. Thalassemia is a blood disease passed through generations. It can damage your heart, your liver. It means increased risk of infections, bone deformities. In some cases, it can even be fatal. In most cases, it requires lifetime treatment, including blood transfusions on a regular basis. One of the key researchers behind this breakthrough is Professor John Rasko. We all know him. He's the head of cell and molecular therapies at Sydney's Royal Prince Alfred Hospital and our regular biomedical correspondent. John Rasko joins me again in the breakfast studio with two thalassemia sufferers, Jack and Stacey, who have taken part in the trials that have led to this cure. John Rasko, Jack, Stacey, welcome to breakfast.
Thanks, Fran.
John, cure is not a word we get to say often here and get to claim often in modern medicine. Has the team found a cure for thalassemia?
I think it's fair to say that we have found a cure in a certain subset of people who suffer from this severe and can be life-threatening genetic disease that affects so many people worldwide. Thalassemia, a word that comes from the Greek thalassa, meaning people of the sea, and hema, blood. So the people of the sea, the Mediterranean people, suffer from this disease. What we have found is that if we do a genetic modification of the blood-forming cells of people who suffer from a so-called transfusion-dependent thalassemia major, a beta thalassemia, and we can talk about the details of that, those people, a subset of those people, can become free of the requirement for lifelong blood transfusions. And you're going to meet one of them today, which is Jack.
Okay, I'm going to ask you how you did in a moment, but just a little bit more about this disease, thalassemia.
Yes.
Tell us a little more, can you, before I go to Jack and Stacey, about the symptoms and how
it affects people. So it's a genetic abnormality. It's inherited from one's parents, and it's an abnormality of a gene that we call the globin gene, which along with iron transports oxygen, an absolutely necessary part of our body's normal function. And it's therefore due to an imbalance of these globin genes that are present in the red blood cells, which lead to the red cells being brittle. They have a short lifespan. And as a consequence, little babies, usually within the first 6, 12, 18 months of life, are seen to fail to thrive, they're pale, they've got a massive spleen and liver, and eventually their parents say, what's going on? And it's found that they require blood transfusions to maintain a normal level that you and I take for granted all the time, Fran, and all of the listeners. And so for the rest of their lives, every month, they receive 2, 3, 4, 5 units of blood every month to maintain normal blood levels. That regular blood transfusion leads to iron overload, and that can damage any number of organs in the body. And as a consequence, they need to take drugs to remove that horrible iron overload, and that's the challenge. The only current treatment that cures the disease is a bone marrow transplant, and that brings with it risks. So a bone marrow transplant from someone else.
Okay. So let me go to Jack and Stacey for a minute before we go to the breakthrough. Stacey, you've had thalassemia your whole life.
Yes, that's correct.
And what has it meant for you? John's just described, constant drug transfusions.
Yes.
Tell me about the impact it's had on your life.
I kind of really have to think about every day about, how I feel tired, and I have to kind of monitor myself. But definitely after the treatment, it's a lot less worry on myself. I kind of can live my life. I'm getting married. I'm going on a honeymoon. I don't have to think about, will I be tired? Will I be able to experience what I like?
But until you were on the trial, I think that was 3 years ago, what was the impact on you as a girl growing up?
Oh, just, tiredness, couldn't kind of really participate in sports, things like that.
How regularly did you have to go in for transfusions?
Every month. So every month, you go in for a transfusion, and there's a lot of pain associated. It's kind of not measurable, but having it is just a drain on your body. It's
living with pain.
That's correct, yes.
And Jack, what about you? How did it affect you, this disease?
Oh, that's affect me a lot because I got, full-time job, thing like that. But I also got 3 boys at home, and really make me feel exhausted after work, can't look after the baby, really moody,
And did you, as John said and Stacey was saying, did you have to go in for regular blood transfusions and maybe drug therapy as well?
Yeah, I had the blood transfusions 9 years ago. Keep continue every month, every 4 weeks. And I got quite a lot of blood receipt, like 4 units for the month. So that's a lot.
That's
one unit take 2 hours. So 4 unit about 8 hours a day, so like that, yeah.
Did that have an impact on your working life?
Yes, yes, it is, like, make me feel tired quickly and sometimes, you know, not in a mood sometimes.
Okay, well, I'm going to come back to you for the good news in a moment, but let's go to John to find out how this cure has happened.
Yeah, so what we've managed to achieve is a genetic modification of the blood-forming stem cells. So to be specific, Fran, we have removed the blood-forming stem cells from the bodies of 22 patients and sent them to the United States to be genetically modified. Those cells were then sent back, and we prepared the recipients, in this case Jack and Stacey, with chemotherapy to make space for their own cells, which are now genetically modified and improved to make the globin gene, so that they're put back into their bodies. They then take up residence. It's just an intravenous infusion, doesn't take very long, but then after that, their bodies take up their own blood stem cells that are now making normal red blood cells. And that's exactly what's happened. And we follow them for many, many years to make sure that it works.
And just a question on that, John, why do we need to send the cells to the US to be modified? Why couldn't we do that here?
So this was
we do this here?
We can do this here, but this was a trial that was sponsored by a company in Boston, Bluebird Bio, and they required that the cells be genetically modified at their central manufacturing laboratory in the United States. So that was a technical requirement that we had in participating in this particular study.
And in this team, in this study, how many people were working in it, and where were they?
Well, a total of 22 people were treated, but if you're asking me where the teams were...
The research teams,
there were four teams in the United States that were actually involved in patient accrual, one team in Thailand, and we were the only team in the Southern Hemisphere that was involved in this international multi-center study.
You're listening to R&B Breakfast. It's 13 past 8. Our guest, John Rascoe, head of cell and molecular therapies at Royal Prince Alfred Hospital, and also Jack and Stacey, two patients who participated in this global trial on looking for a cure for thalassemia. And Jack, you've got some good news. You've been on this trial for 3 years and?
I haven't received any blood transfusion after I got the stem cell put back in my body. So
for how long's that? 2 years or something?
3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
So you've had no blood transfusions for 3 years?
None at all, yeah.
And up until then, you had to have it every month?
Yeah. Every month, every 4 weeks, like, make me feel, feel really sad, actually.
Is it life-changing?
Life-changing after that, yeah. I went to San Francisco and then take the stem cell and then come back here on March of 2015, put back in, and then, you know, after that, like, my body tried to absorb, and then, yeah.
Success.
Successful for my life. And
excellent.
And, yeah.
That's fantastic news. Stacey, what about you? Not quite so fantastic.
No, well, the doctors probably wanted a better result, but for myself, I feel great. It's a lot more quality of life, which you can't measure. I just feel really less anxious about everything, less anxious about the future, and pain-free. That's the biggest thing I want to stress, is that my life is so much more relaxed because I'm not in pain, I don't feel tired as much. So on my end, I think it was great.
Okay, so you still have blood transfusions, but less frequently?
Less frequently and less.
How frequently?
Every 4 to 5 weeks.
Right,
yeah, okay. So still kind of around the monthly, but less blood, which means less medication. Mm.
And John, why slightly less success, though Stacey's obviously feeling much fantastic about it.
She is. So what you've just seen is exactly what the whole trial told us. Out of the 22 patients, 15 of them became transfusion independent, meaning that even though they've been taking transfusions every month for all of their lives, after this experimental gene therapy treatment, they did not require any more blood transfusions. The remainder, the 7 patients, did require transfusions, just like Stacey does, but they required it less frequently and at a 75% lower amount. So if they had 4 units of blood every month before, now they only need 1 unit of blood. So not a cure, but an improvement. And that's exactly what you've just seen with Jack, on the one hand, free of blood transfusions, and Stacey, who's reduced, but not completely free.
So this is published? This is public?
Yes, published today in the New England Journal of Medicine.
15 people completely cured, at least for the 3 years, by this. When millions of people are affected by this condition around the world, when will it be rolled out, or can...
Well, that's a big question. I mean, there's going to be costs involved. You can imagine that the many years of research that's led to this is going to lead to concerns about cost. There's a future where we need to address the deficiency in the treatment in people like Stacey. I mean, we know that Stacey has the most severe genetic form, and that's the one where we didn't succeed as we would have liked, whereas Jack with a slightly less severe form of the disease, he certainly had a complete benefit. And so that's something we need to monitor. Of course, there are safety issues, long-term follow-up. You know, Jack has
It's rolled out.
Jack has just had a baby. We need to know the genetic implications of those kind of this kind of treatment, this genetic modification. And so all of these questions mean that we need to be mindful that there are issues that need to be raised and addressed, and improving the efficiency in gene transfer is a big issue so that we can treat everybody and look forward to a possible cure everywhere.
Well, John Rascoe, congratulations to you and the team, and Jack and Stacey too. Congratulations for being part of this trial and for it working.
Thank you.
John Rascoe is Head of Cell and Molecular Therapies at Royal Prince Alfred Hospital. He's our regular biomedical science correspondent. Jack and Stacey are patients of his with thalassemia. And you, the RM Breakfast listening audience, is the first audience around the world to hear an explanation from the man himself, John Rascoe, part of this team, announcing this cure.